chapter 28. You got your Bible and the scriptures this morning? Thank God for the good song. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad He saved me forever. Amen. I'm thankful this morning for the goodness of God. That's a blessing. Amen. We're abundantly blessed, as I heard her sing. God reminded me again that He wants me to live by Him and live by faith. And no matter what tomorrow brings, thank God, just go with Him. That's right. You don't know. Poverty could come. Sickness could come. Even death could come. But I'm thankful, thank God, it's in His hand. My life is in His hand. And I bless His name for that. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. This is a great chapter of the Scripture this morning, Matthew chapter 28. The last chapter in the book of Matthew. I've been reading through that book, doing some study. In there, and I want to start reading. I'd like to read the whole chapter. It is the Sabbath. At the end of the Sabbath and the first day of the week came Mary Magdalene and Mary. They came to the tomb of the sepulchre. Of course, they got that great news from the angel there that was in a shining countenance, amen, and said, Jesus is not here, He's risen. And I'm glad for that. There's been a many of men that die and proclaim to be something, but there's never been one but the Lord Jesus had a bodily resurrect from a tomb. Amen, you would not have eternal life today if He had not resurrected. You'd not have forgiveness of sin. You would, my friend. Thank God, neither. My friend, the day of risen Savior, if you're going to be justified before the Father, there's only one way of justification, that's through Christ. He's the justifier of the unjust. And that's how we get saved today. Justification is a judicial term. Amen. That God in heaven, thank God, justifies us on earth through the work of Christ. Amen. Through faith. I thought about salvation this morning. Salvation is by faith. Amen. It's God giving you grace and faith. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's the channel. Amen. That God set up in this thing that a man saved. Amen. That not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. I bless the Lord for that. Let's read verse 16. The Bible said, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him. But some doubted. There's always some going to doubt. It don't matter what time of the dispensation it is, what age it is, there's going to be people that doubt. They actually looked at Him, amen, while others worshiped and adored Him, and some doubted. The word doubted means they wavered. Amen. They still did not have, thank God, that sureness of them. Amen. Because of this, thank God, this doubt that was in their hearts. Doubt's a bad thing. I mean, he that doubteth is damned when he eateth, because it's not a faith. Amen. Listen, God, doubt will destroy your, amen, your confidence, and destroy your zeal, destroy, amen, your worship. If you doubt God, you doubt the Word of God, you doubt this morning, friend. Doubt's not in God, because He's done everything He said He would. Doubt's in yourself. You don't attain to something. You don't, amen, believe the way, thank God, you ought to believe, because of a lack of fellowship and a lack of assurance toward Him. Amen. Notice, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, this is a great verse, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power is given. Thank God, all authority, everything, all the power has been given to me. Power is of God this morning. Amen. Power belongeth unto God. Even though God gave it to us, this Bible is an action book. If you think for one moment this morning that you're going to make God's heaven without faith, that's an action word. It's a amen. It is a faith without works is dead. You deceived in your own self. Amen. He said, it's like a man that behold.
beholds his face in a glass and he walks away and forgets who he is. He said, that's deceitful, friend. Amen. Listen, anybody saved is going to act upon it. Amen. You might, amen, stumble, but I'm telling you, there's an action of God in a man's heart, amen, that causes him to go forward. This thing's real this morning. The Bible's not gift for a suggestion. The Bible's gift for a commandment. Amen. A lot of people think the Ten Commandments are a suggestion. Amen. It ain't no suggestion, friend. It's the God's commands. The greatest thing this morning is to love God. And Jesus Christ has all power. Amen. In heaven and earth. And the Bible said in verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. He spoke about that in the Sunday school time about all nations. What he's basically saying there, Jew and Gentile. And God, go give the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He gave them apostles the authority to baptize. Who has the authority to baptize? Well, the church does. Amen. That's a church ordinance. We say the thank God at water baptism and the Lord's Supper. And can I say something about that before I go on? The Lord's Supper is a supper. Amen. He literally ate a supper. Thank God. And he took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to them. Amen. And they also, thank God, drank out of the same cup. Amen. And that was a picture of his, thank God, body and blood. But it was a supper. Why would we call it the Lord's Supper, not have supper? Amen. That's right, brother. And listen. Thank God, we've got so ritualistic and so traditional. Amen. If you do something out of order or out of kilter or out of the ordinary, I'll say that's the best word. Amen. People just get say, why are we doing this? That's the way they've done the Bible. Amen. Hey, God, that's right. And so it is a church ordinance. He said, go teach these things. Amen. To observe them. Those verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even at the end of the world. Amen. Hey, see, he believed in saying amen. God, most bad people wouldn't know what it said. Amen it is, because they never do say it. Amen. Amen means I agree. Amen. So be it. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Well, we'll preach a little while this morning on God's design for his church. Hey, God, I believe there's two things in this text this morning. Amen. Is evangelism and discipleship. I believe God's set up the local assembly. I believe this. I believe this as a true local assembly. I believe this as a true church. Amen. Life begot life. Jesus rose again. Amen. He begot life. He was life. Amen. And what he knew, God, his command before he left was for his church. God, to go into all the world. Amen. This is part of it. Amen. But he said, praise God, go to all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. And then he said, go into these nations, go to people. People, amen, are the people. Listen, God, nations is not just land, it's the people. Amen. And so I'll say this morning, there's a lot of churches, amen, and most of them, amen, thank God, are dead this morning. And brethren, listen, our churches like this is one time used to be, but they're dead this morning. They're dead. They don't have no light. They don't have no God. Don't have no Bible. Hey, God, they got a lot of programs. Amen. They've got a lot of hype. Thank God, but it's not a church. All it is, an entertainment center. Amen. They got a continental breakfast. Thank God, and they got some music sounds like the world. Amen. The preacher don't. Thank God, do no preaching. Thank God, he's up giving you a devotion. Thank God, a sugar stick. Amen. That's, I tell you, I'd rather live, thank God, on something that what he said. It's substance. Amen. I tell you, we got too many churches in this county. I'll tell you that. And I tell you, friend, there ain't many of them. Thank God, probably even preach anything. I don't go to them. But I'll say this, we've got too many. Hey, God, I tell you, friend, label themselves churches. But brethren, listen, from this point, point here, thank God, within a mile. I bet you could find 10 about that said they're a church. Now, it ain't my business what they do in their assembly, but it is my business what God says and what He wants in this assembly. And this assembly, thank God, ought to do what He says. I tell you, friend, it just sitting to get together. This is not a social meeting. Hey, God, I like social things, but this is not a social meeting. We don't get together, thank God, to discuss, amen, football and baseball and basketball, even though that's brought up sometimes. That's not why we meet together. I heard a man say, hey, God, this morning, amen, he said, I was looking at the weather, and he said, have a good Super Sunday. I said, praise God, a Super Sunday today, Jesus rose again. It ain't somebody kicking a football. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, it's amazing how people are so caught up in worldliness. Amen. I saw a sign on a church just yesterday, and they're talking about Super Sunday, and they're going to have a soup supper, and they spelled it S-O-U-P-E-R. Amen. And called it Super Sunday. Hey, God, friend, when I got saved, that was super. Amen. When I got sanctified, that was super. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, that was super. Hey, God, when I found out, thank God, I was included in the redeemed bride, that was super. When I hear a man preach the Word of God, that's super. But I never have found nothing super that will last any time at all. Hey, God, if somebody kicking a football or hitting a golf ball, amen, or my friend, hey, God, watching a movie, hey, God, I'm telling you, the super is supernatural, amen, and it's not natural. And why them men quake, and why they had a lot of fear, it's a supernatural. God into the natural, amen. That's right. Supernatural, Jesus rose again. They never had seen a man rest. That shook the whole crowd. It quaked the earth, amen. That's right, thank God. That's why they're afraid. Amen. It says with great joy. I like it when them women, thank God, got to the tomb. They expected something. But two of them in this text, I think there was some more in another gospel writer. But it was Mary Magdalene, and seven devils had been cast out of her. You know, I was thinking this morning about the prodigal son and his elder brother. And I was thinking, now, if I can tell you this about myself, if I look at them two boys, I surely was the younger one. Amen. I was like that old prodigal. Amen. I wanted to run the world and get in the far country. Amen. And live the way I wanted to. But I'm glad God got a hold of me. Amen. My circumstances, my lostness, my sinfulness. Hey, God, draw me back to the Father. Hey, God, who created me. Hey, God, but I tell a lot of people has got an elder brother mindset. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, friend, this morning, hey, God, an elder brother, amen, had self-righteousness, amen, he never got to doing them things, he said, hey, never had a calf for me, hey, never had a party for me, and here the boys went and wasted his substance, and righteous living, hey, God, now he comes back, hey, God, to the Father, and he hugs him, kisses him, puts the best robe on him, puts a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and the inside, thank God, worshiping, and thank God, a praising God for him to turn, and the righteous, self-righteous brother, he wouldn't even go in. I tell you, there's a lot of people in the Baptist church like that. Amen. They think that they deserve something. But brother, I'm telling you, that young boy didn't deserve it. How about the Father loved him not to give it to him? I'm glad God gave me some things. That's what grace is. You can't explain it this morning. It's just a good favor of our God upon a lost sinner that comes home. Thank God to God. Amen. That's right, praise God. That's a blessing. You know what favor is? Favor is, I'm going to give you favor. Hey, God, because I want to give you favor. It wasn't nothing good in you. You've been a, thank God, a transgressor, a sinner. Amen. I tell you what, the greatest pictures of that is a thief that stood, that was beside Jesus. Amen. He said, we deserve what we get in. But this man's done nothing amiss. Amen. But he said, Lord, would thee remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom? He knew enough about, he had heard about the kingdom. Amen. He said, amen, today thou shalt be a man in paradise. There's not one good thing you say about that man, but he told the truth, amen, while he's on the cross. He said, I've been, and what he's saying is, I've been a terrible sinner, wicked, undone without God. I mean, I've done evil in the sight of God. I ought to die on this cross. I ought to die for my sin. I ought to be crucified for my evil. But Lord, would you remember me? And Jesus said, today, hey, God, right now I remember you. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, this morning, if you've ever had salvation, it wasn't because he saw any good in you. It wasn't because he foresaw you'd be a good person. It's because he had mercy on you of the way you were. Amen. Thank God for that, buddy. Amen. Here Jesus said, all power's been given to me. Why don't we experience that? If it's been given to him. And then he said in Acts 1:8, he said the Holy Ghost, he said, I shall give you the Holy Ghost power. He said, I'm giving you power. Amen. The power of God. The word power means dynamite. Amen. We mess around firecrackers. Amen. Down at the Baptist church. Amen. People go, well, brother, listen, dynamite blows some up. But makes a noise. Amen. That's right. Thank God. The dynamite of God in us. Thank God, friend, explodes in us. There's something in us. Thank God, the power of God's the gospel. Amen. What is the gospel? The gospel's good news. Amen. That's what he's telling men to go preach, the gospel. I don't think many men know the gospel. They made it, thank God, like they're selling vacuum cleaners. Amen. Would you like to take this gospel? Would you please take this gospel? Gospel's got to come to you. Amen. And you need it. Amen. And you need it, but you don't know you need it till you need it. Amen. Listen, friend. A man don't need, he knows, needs God till he sees he's lost. A man don't see he needs God till he sees he's in bad shape. As long as a man's running pretty good in his own self, God's got to disarm him and disable him. Amen. That the power might fall. Amen. The power fell on you to get you lost. The power of the gospel is the good news that Christ come and roll to save sinners. The gospel's a death, burial, and resurrection. That our hope don't lie in man or religion. It relies in Christ. Amen. That's right. Thank God the good news of Jesus Christ is the gospel, and he come to save your wretched soul. And you can be saved. Amen. If you'll believe him, praise God. If the Holy Ghost fills your heart this morning, knocks on your door, thank God, you better answer. Amen. Because he ain't just doing it to do it. Amen. God never does something just to do it. God does it because there's a purpose in it. And God's always got a divine purpose in what he does. Amen. He set it up for you to go to church that morning. Hey, God, he set it up for you to come over here to this house of God. He set it up for you to hear the gospel. That's God's workings. He set it up that you might hear. Amen. In your own way, you didn't want to hear. In my own way, I didn't want to hear. Amen. You did not set it up. You didn't walk in by accident. It was set up. Amen. He said, the power's been given to me. The power's given to me. Thank God in heaven and earth. There ain't one thing I can't do. There's not one limitation I have. Amen, brother. Listen, if we got power, he's given to us. And brother, listen, he said, all power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. Amen. That means he's got the power to judge. He's got the power to save. He's got the power to damn. Amen. That's right, son. He that be not condemned already. He that be not condemned, friend. Thank God, he said he that be not. Thank God, a man condemned because he don't believe. That's right. You didn't believe. You lost. Amen. When you walked in this church house, amen, you didn't disbelieve. Thank God you heard that man preaching. You said, I don't know about all that. Amen. I don't know why he wants to act like that. Thank God he got on my nerves more than he got in my heart. Amen. But after he got in your heart, thank God he got in your spirit. And your spirit started being worked on by God. Amen. You tried to shake it and say, wait a minute, I'm good as he is. I'm good as she is. I mean, I'm a good person. Amen. But the Holy Spirit of God's the one that had to draw you and get a hold of you. Friend, listen. Thank God I can't explain salvation, but I preach it. How you preach it? Preach it because I know it. Amen. Thank God. How do you know it? Because I was revealed to me and I experienced it. And brother, listen, faith come. I feel like running. Amen. Faith come. Thank God. I'm telling you, salvation is by faith this morning. Amen. It's by faith alone. No other man is saved by outside of faith. Amen. What is faith? Well, he said this morning, some things hoped for and evidence things not seen. Faith is believing. Believing what God says through the Word. Amen. That's right. You will not be saved without the Word. Now, at one time, they didn't have a written Word. They had the Old Testament, of course, and that's enough. Amen. That's right. But thank God they didn't have a New Testament, a Bible, right when they was preaching the New Testament doctrine. Amen. They didn't have a New Testament, but they had the Old Testament. They used, thank God, to preach Christ. Amen. You can't read Isaiah 53 without preaching Him. Thank God, you can't read Isaiah without preaching Him. Amen. You can't read Genesis without preaching Him. Every book of the Bible, He's in it. He's the sacrifice. He's the offering. He's everything. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. He's the one, thank God, that came. He was the one they talked about, thank God. Genesis 3:15. Her seed, that's Him. Amen. Shall bruise the head of the serpent. He's the one, thank God. I'm telling you everything about it, brother. Amen. He's the Shiloh. Thank God, He's the Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Wonderful. That's who He's talking about. He's the one born of a virgin. Thank God He's the one that the Old Testament, thank God, testified of. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you don't know that, then you blind and cannot see afar off. Amen. Thank God, brother. I'm telling you, you say, preacher, how do you get saved? Thank God He saved you.
That's right.
You got to be lost to be saved. You got to be drowning to be rescued. Amen. You got to be burning to get out of the house. Amen. You got to get out of that fire. You got to get out of hell. And I was saved from the wrath to come. Amen. I was saved from hell. Hell is a place, friend, where torment is. Hell's a place, my friend, where unbelievers go. He said, all power given unto me. Then He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing. Boy, I'm interested in that baptism stuff. Boy, I mean, I'm just open to listen to what God says about that baptizing. Do you know baptism was their open confession? When they went into the water and was immersed, I'll say it again, you know this, there wasn't no pouring sprinkling. I don't care what the Presbyterians say. I don't care what the Church of Christ say. Amen. I don't care what the Methodists say, the Lutherans say, and the Catholics say. They all sprinkle. What would take somebody at the graveyard and put them in the ground and sprinkle a little dirt over it and let it be? Just don't have to put it in the ground. Just take the coffin out there, let it sit there on top of the ground, just throw some dirt on top of us. That ain't buried. Jesus was buried. Amen. But you say, you dogmatic, you on the right channel. Amen. Why is God dogmatic and they don't want me to be dogmatic? Amen. They said, that's your interpretation. Well, you can't be that stupid to think that somebody went down into the water and they wasn't immersed in the water. You can't be. Well, say, my grandpa always believed that. I don't care who believed it. I don't know your grandpa. It don't matter to me. Well, Grandpa believed it. Thank God you could be sprinkled and go to heaven. Well, he didn't believe right. Amen. You said baptism was a big thing. It was a confession they made. That was their confession. I mean, he said baptize them. Thank God, confess. But thank God what's done in your heart through the teaching of the Word of God. Confess before a people. Thank God, the church. You know what? The Baptist covenant. I say the Baptist covenant. I say the church covenant. It's the church covenant. We got a church covenant. It ain't on the wall. You know what it says? It says that a man enters the local assembly by regeneration. That means nobody can come up here and say, I want to tell y'all, I've been in church all my life. I won't join. Nobody can come here and say, hey, I just want to tell y'all I'm a real good person and I won't join. No. That's right. That's like what Percy Ray said one time. Percy Ray told them they wasn't good for nothing but hell if they wasn't washed in the blood. That's right. And I'm going to tell you what, that regeneration is a must. Regeneration is the acts of the Holy Spirit birthing you in the family of God and washing you through the blood of Christ and giving you saving faith. And brother, if you don't have that, that's what they believe. The church comes and says, regeneration! How do you enter the local church? Regeneration. That's right, being born again, that's what it means. And water baptism. Water baptism don't have, it's not the ticket to heaven. Nobody goes to heaven because they're baptized. They go to heaven because they've been born again. But because they're born again, they want to confess Christ to the local congregation and to the world. I'm confessing that I've died to sin. I'm buried, thank God, and rose in the newness of life. And I'm one of His. And I'm confessing that when the Jews got baptized, it was death to them. Now we go through the motions of it, which it is a figure. He said a figure of baptism. Amen. Over there in the Scripture. Amen. A figure's not me. I mean, thank God what's done on the inside. Amen. And listen, friend. He said baptism. And baptism is upon salvation and agreement with the local church. And God give the church, and God the authority to baptize who? Upon their profession, they can be baptized. Amen. Now, I want to tell y'all something, Miss Morrell. If you are saved and really saved, and there ain't no such thing as... I mean, you're saved, you're saved. When I had saved in this generation, really saved. But saved is being really saved. Then you can't be more than saved. Somebody said, I know. Brother Robert says, I know it 140%. Well, that's good, buddy. That's past 100%. I ain't never, amen, 100%, amen. Hey, God, but I'm telling you this. If you are saved, what in the world are you ashamed of water baptism for? If you sat in this Baptist church and hear a preacher preach and preach to you that you need to be baptized by the local church under the authority of the local church and the local pastor baptizing you, before the congregation to join the church, and you don't do it, I doubt your confession. What? Amen. That's the first step of Jesus got baptized. He fulfilled righteousness. Amen. He said, I want you to go in all nations. Son, wasn't that a beautiful scene? Thank God to go into Haiti or go in these other countries. Amen. In all nations. And to see them, thank God, go down in water. Amen. Around the riverside. Thank God. And seeing them baptized. Thank God. And brought up. Amen. And everybody shouting and praising God for the profession they're making. In the, thank God, in the confession of no in Christ, that's the church's commission. I want to ask you a question. Somebody said you can't build Bible doctrine to a church under the book of Acts. I beg to differ with you on a lot of that. I beg to differ with you. Who gave the authority? Paul and them went out and baptized. Philip baptized. Philip baptized a eunuch. They went baptizing. That's baptizing. It was under the church. They were sent out by a church. Amen. They were sent out by a church. Thank God. I believe that eunuch went back. Thank God. And started telling thank God what Jesus did. And brother, they started a church in Ethiopia. Amen. Thank God. Lydia was baptized. Jailer was baptized. I'm telling you, friend. Thank God. You need to be baptized. Therefore, teaching nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's the Trinity right there. Amen. That's the way God set it up. I mean, Jesus is the one that said this. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Every one of them had a part of your salvation. Amen. Look at Peter. He talked about that. Foreknowledge of God, sprinkling of blood, sanctification of the Spirit, everything, every one of them, the Godhead, Jesus, in Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, everything's in Him. Amen. By Him, through Him, for Him. God, but I'm telling you, friend, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, these three are one, and they're co-equal, and they had part of your salvation. Amen. Go teach it. I'm going to tell you, listen to me. You ought to teach your children that. When's the last time you parents think God got the Bible out and taught them something? Get off your stinking computer every night and once in a while take the Bible. Boy, it's getting quiet in here. One time, I mean just one day a week. Just take one day a week and say, son, I want to read you at least 10 minutes. I ain't going to take but 10 because they say your attention span is really short. I'll tell you one thing. If my mom and daddy had said, Joy, sit down, I'm sitting. If they said, Joy, we're going to read the Bible to you, I might not have been interested. I might have been as uninterested as any boy that was a living. But I'm telling you what, I sat there and had to listen to it. And if I made a move or said, I don't want to hear this, I need to go to the bathroom, I'm going to tell you one thing, it wouldn't have been good. I ain't never saw kids that can't hold herself to the bathroom. God have mercy, my goodness. I never went to the bathroom in the Methodist church and it was boring. I want to get out of it. But I'll tell you this, friend, we never done that. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, friend, I'm just saying this morning, thank God that we need to teach our families, need to teach our children. And when we don't teach our children, amen, they won't know because they got no more from you than they will me. You say, how's that, preacher? Well, you with me, what, 3 hours a week if you come every service? That little old boy's with you every day. I'm not saying our parents are not doing it. I don't know what people do. But I'm just encouraging, thank God. He said, teach. If anybody can teach children, it could be the mama. That's right. And I'll tell you another thing. Psalm 78 said they done it. That they might see the power of God and the glory of God and the good works that they did. He said that they ought to do it in the sanctuary. Why would I take why would we have a children's church and take them out of the house of God and send them somewhere where they can get a puppet show? That's stupid. I can't imagine of all the things that's come into the local church over the last 100 years. Now, boys and girls, we're going to have a puppet show today and we're going to give you a cookie after you have it. Could you imagine? Would you think I was crazy? Would you say, would somebody call the crazy house for the preacher? That's what you'd think if I said it. You'd say, what's wrong with him? He's a kid, ain't he? Buddy, the children ought to see us. The only example they got is the adults. Hey, God, that's why the older women should teach the younger women. And that don't mean you've got to get up and preach. That means you've got to show it to them.
Right.
Teaching them. Buddy, I'm telling you, if there's any place the local church is failing today, it's discipleship. It really is. I was thinking, Brother Keith, when you got saved back in 1990. Remember when you worked some? He'd come up here, worked that second shift. He'd come up here and we'd sit in this office. I know for several times and just sit and talk about the doctrines of God and the Bible. You know what 10 minutes would do with a convert? Just sit down with them and say, I want to show you something. Listen, I'm not bragging on myself because I ain't nothing. It's God put it in me. When I got saved, I sat with that preacher every day on the job. He'd take that old Bible and he'd say, I'm going to show you something. I eat it like, thank God, banana pudding.
Yes,
amen. Thank God. Don't get hungry for that. Amen. That's right. But I'll tell you, get hungry for the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody disciple you. Somebody to sit down with you and talk to you. Amen. And then I'll say this and I'm through. And he said, teaching them to observe. Observe. Notice the word observe here. Thank God, the word observe here in the Bible. He said, teaching them to observe. That means, thank God, to attend the things of God. That all things, whatsoever I've commanded you. And Lord, I'm with you always, even in the world. Jesus said, listen, I want you to go do that. Thank God to the end. Can I give you this? Listen to me. I'm soon to leave here. I don't know how long I'm going to leave, but soon. You're soon to leave here. Brother Robert's soon to leave here. I mean, really, if you just get down to it, anybody about over 50 ain't got a whole lot of time compared to the first 50 he had.
That's right.
So some way, somehow, thank God, you said on this pew, I got to give it to you. You got to take it.
Amen, brother.
Now listen. Now, I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you straight up, boys. I'm just telling you straight up. What you do in life only matters if it's in the will of God. Somebody's got to carry on in this church. And listen, you might be the man.
Yes, sir.
You might be the man.
Amen.
That's right. You might be. Might be your brother sitting over there. I don't know. That's God's business. But I'm just saying that you pass it down. We teach these things. We observe these things. We do them by practice. We teach them to observe the church doctrine, the church ordinance, the things that God set up through His Son. And therefore, we pass it down. Amen. That's the blessing of the ministry. Amen. When He told me this morning, John told me that he is going. Hey, God, to preach his grandma's funeral. Hey, God, it blessed me. It automatically blessed me because somebody's doing something for God. From the local church.
Amen.
I want to tell you this. You got as much right to go out and give the gospel out as I do.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
John 15,
yes, sir. And that they bring forth fruit.
Yes, sir.
Fruit, people.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Fruit is the people. That's why Paul said the fruit of the ministry. Amen. It's the fruit of the ministry. If another man don't get saved in this church,
fruit of the ministry. Holy Spirit conviction's not as strong as it was at one time. But I'll tell you what, the Word of God hasn't changed. And I guarantee you what, there's some good ground to sow on. Amen. And here's what you sow on it. It's the gospel. Amen. You never know the effect that what you say from these scriptures, what it's going to do for somebody that hears. And I'm telling you, listen to me. The church only increases by people being begotten by the Word of life. It's the Word of life. And the responsibility of me and the local church here, I'm part of it, is to evangelize and disciple.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's it.
Amen.
Somebody said, what you got to offer at your church? I said, the Word of God.
Amen.
What else you want? What else you want? We don't have Bozo the Clown. And we don't have Super Bowl parties. We do have something for the young people in the summertime, but it's major, about two services a day, preaching the Word of God and letting them fellowship and do some activities. And it's worked. Young people in here has got saved through hearing the Word of God. And it ain't watered down. And it ain't some gimmick, and it ain't somebody trying to talk to them, thank God, in a way that we're used persuasive words of man's wisdom. Thank God for the church. Love you this morning. I thank God for this local assembly of people. Thank God that receive truth. If I preach this in most places, they'd say that man's a heretic. That's what they'd say. Yep. Yeah. Amen. But I'm telling you what I preach to you is the truth.
Absolutely.
It's the gospel truth.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, son, I'm gonna tell you what, son. Could you imagine if everybody that's saved got involved in the gospel ministry, praying, evangelizing, discipling? Amen. Who was that? Thank God. You know what the first words Matthew said, Jesus said when them women met him? All hell. What'd they do? That's a salutation of thank God, rejoice, here I am. Fell at his feet and worshiped him. Worship always causes work in the ministry. If you worship right, you'll go out of these doors and do right. Amen. I love you. Thank you for coming this morning. May the Lord add His blessing to the Word of God. Let's stand this morning.